We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, it's Stoney.
Yo, what's up? It's Jimmy Allen.
Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
Good, man. Just laying in the hotel bed about to order some Uber Eats.
Wow. Yum.
Now, be careful. Kristen's here. She's going, wait, what's going on
here?
I'm
like, wait, no, I'm hungry.
Don't you start.
I love my food.
Can't blame you.
This is a good time for a country music artist in kind of the middle of the day, the noon hour. That's a good time to get things started, didn't you say?
Yeah, man. So over here, I'm on the West Coast. It's like 9 o'clock.
Oh. Well, then we're really.
But yesterday. Yeah, but so I'm a morning person. I'm typically up about, I wake up about 5:30, 5:45, get my coffee about 6, hit the gym about 6:30. But I woke up late today because yesterday, I was in Sacramento yesterday morning, flew down to L.A. to record a song, then flew back to Sacramento last night. So.
Oh, cool. Oh, good. Nice travel schedule. It never stops. I'm always fascinated by you guys, and you always stay in great shape. When you're on the road, how hard it is to hit the gym to do mm-hmm. workouts that you have to do. That's got to be something,
man,
you plan
you
for.
It's a mentality thing, man. I look at it like same people decide to get up and go to work every day. Part of my job is making sure I stay in the best shape possible so that I can have the breath and the endurance to deal with the rough schedule we have, as well as performing, you know, 4 or 5 nights a week, depending on the week. And, you know, you change the different climates and stuff. It's easy to get sick. So, you know, you definitely got to take care of yourself.
The Jimmy Allen Fitness book will be on the stands shortly.
And, I'm working on it. I actually got a book coming out soon that I'm working on. Not sure if it's maybe next year, but hopefully. It's not a fitness book, but now you got me wanting to work.
You should, man. Well, you know, and you are with one of the hardest working labels, Broken Bow, and Jason Aldean. It was a story about, I guess it was today, about how hard working this label is, and it's really a tribute to you to be on that label with a guy like Aldean and all the great people that handle artists like you. You guys really do work it hard, and that's great.
Yeah, man, and Aldean's been a great guy to kind of follow and just watch his career.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's awesome just being a part of the same label. And we got the same initials, so that's pretty dope. He's Big J.A., I'm Little J.A.
You're Little J.A. And I love the fact, you know, we talk to so many people because it's country music, but we never get a chance to talk to anybody from Delaware. You know, when you're talking country music, that's I saw it. I was looking at that the other day. I was like, yeah, man, Delaware. Good gosh.
Yeah, so you got three guys in country from Delaware. You got myself. You got Chuck Wicks. He's from Smyrna, Delaware.
Oh, wow.
And then you got Chad, the kid that's in the new band signed our label called King Calloway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The kid Chad that wears a wide brim hat. He's from Delaware.
Man, see, I'm tired of talking with people about Georgia and how great the water,
yeah.
Especially Aldean, you know, it's like, okay, Jason, enough. It's all about Delaware.
I tell my buddy, I had somebody interview me once and they was like, so you're from Delaware. What makes you special to be in country music? I was like, I'm not from Georgia.
So is Delaware where you got all your fashion style from? Because I love your style.
They don't dress, but so in Delaware, all right, so the small town I come from, my dad, my family, they're all rednecks. They wear nothing but just blue jeans, ball mm-hmm. caps, and white shirts, and camo. As far as my fashion and stuff, I started traveling at a young age. I was like 16, 17, mm-hmm. started going to New York and L.A., mm. in Miami for different talent shows, and I slowly picked it up. And over the years, I go to a bunch of fashion shows and read a bunch of fashion blogs and always search the internet just to see what's new, what's cool, and something to try out. So,
all right. Well, I like your style. I mean, it stands out in a good way.
Yeah, I had somebody ask me, they said, Jimmy, why can't you dress more country? And I responded to myself, what is dress country?
Yeah.
I said,
yeah.
So you mean to tell me you have to wear cowboy boots and blue jeans on? I said, no. I was like, where you get? I was like, people and artists, if you look how most artists dress today, you dress from the era of what people are wearing. So right now, the way we dress, that's what's in style right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back to Montgomery Gentry, you know, George Strait and Brad Paisley, they still wear what was in fashion to them. The same thing with, like, you know, I saw some 90s rappers on Instagram the other day, and they're still wearing the same clothes. You just wear what's from your era. And now, you know, with social media and people being a lot more fashion conscious, you know, different artists, we like to try different stuff. So
dance with what brung you. Well, and it, you know, what makes your country is your music, and your music is right there. And that's all I think any of us need and any of your fans need. And we are thrilled to have you for this Y108 8-Man Jam powered by Bowser GMC Trucks.
It's going to be fun. I had someone ask me, he said, I look at country music and Christian music the same, where Christian music isn't about how many times you put Jesus in a song. It's about them themselves as people. They're Christians. And I look at country the same way. It's not about how many cowboy hats I wear, how many times I say the word truck.
Yeah.
It's the fact that myself, who I am as a person, how I grew up. I grew up a country boy. And I feel like with country and Christian, that word is just an adjective describing the person saying, you know. So
well, and you had a hard way coming up. I mean, for a while, I mean, it kind of mirroring the life of Jewel, living in your car for a while. That was what happened there? How did that help you become better as a writer and an artist?
I feel like, you know, I kind of hit a point where, you know, music for me wasn't really going anywhere. And I was living in this trailer, and the lady sold the trailer on me. So I was like, shucks, where do I go?
Yeah.
So I was like, I can either go back to Delaware and do nothing or try to keep making this music dream happen. So that's what I did. I just kept moving forward. You know, I lived in my car for a few months, but living in my car, I was able to, you know, save a lot of money, obviously.
Yeah.
And, you know, send that extra money I could when I could help my mom and my little sisters, send it back to them. I don't know, I just feel like your struggles are what build character. And character and who you are as a person is what's needed to be able to handle and maneuver through different temptations and distractions that come when you're successful, you know. Because as much as I said I wanted this when I was younger, I wasn't ready physically, emotionally, mentally, because it's a lot to deal with, you know, being out here, being able to, you know, function and not have an attitude when you haven't eaten for 6 hours, but yet you still got to play a show or got to do radio interviews. And I feel like, you know, it's disrespectful to give a half-hearted performance or come into a radio station for an interview with an attitude because you haven't eaten. Hey, that's not their problem. You haven't eaten. It's the life you chose. You just got to deal with it. And I feel like everybody deserves your best at all the time, whether it's the fans of the show or whether it's the radio family you meet at the radio station. I feel like whatever precedent you set as far as your personality, it's important to fight, you know, whatever exhaustion you might feel or hunger you might feel to give those people what they expect and what they deserve, you know. So
music inspires me, but your philosophy in life inspires me even more. It's great stuff, Jimmy.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Say, Jimmy, thanks for the time. Thanks for letting us interrupt your breakfast. We appreciate
no
it, man.
Problem.
All right, my
y'all
friend.
Y'all have a great rest of the day.
You
thanks,
too.
Thanks, you too.
We'll see you in May.
I see ya.
Bye.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.